Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Patricia Johnson, your worship leader this morning. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for Mahasin Michelle, the radio network, and Reverend Townsend, Fuse members, and listeners. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, our praise and worship is Brother Tony Spencer. Our affirmation of faith is by Reverend Rosalind Thomas. Our invocation is by Minister Carl Garrett. Our scripture for today is by Escorter Lisa Green. Brother Spencer.
Good morning. God bless everyone this morning. Praise the Lord.
Bless you, bless you.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer, Jesus gave the key. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. Trust him and do not doubt the words that he said. I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Don't exalt the preacher, don't exalt the pew. Preach the gospel, simple, full, and free. Prove him, and you will find the promise is true. I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen, amen.
Amen, saints. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift the Savior up, for he's worthy to be praised. The affirmation of faith. Let us unite in this historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin of Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Let's all bow our heads. Lord God, Jesus and Holy Spirit, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. Another day here on this earth. Another day to breathe oxygen. Another day to inspire someone to look towards you. Another day to testify to how great you are. Lord, we thank you for these endless opportunities that you give us, for your grace and your mercy, for your unrelenting love towards us. Lord, we just ask that for those who are searching for healing, that you may be able to heal. For those who ask, that need just, you know, just encouragement, Lord, lift them up. For those who are broken, fix. We're just grateful that you are about to do what no other can do. You restore. You restore. So, Lord, we invite you here into the service right now. We invite you in, and we let your Holy Spirit reign freely. Lord, bless the messenger who will bring the word. Anoint him from the crown of his head down to the soles of his very feet. Prop him and carry him with the armor of God, so that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And arm us and carry us through, and we shall give you the glory, the praise, and the honor that you so rightfully deserve. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus the Christ, together we say amen, amen, and amen.
Good morning. The New Testament reading is from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 7 through 11. And I'm reading from the Spirit-filled version of the Bible. Then Jesus said unto them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. By faith, we enter into an abundant life through Jesus, who is the door. Understand that only through Jesus Christ will you find eternal life, because Jesus, the good shepherd, gave his life for us all. The word of God for his people. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning, everyone. It is a wonderful day to be in a house just one more time, whether you are sitting at your kitchen table, whether you are lounging on the couch with your favorite beverage, wherever you are, amen, it is a good time to worship the Lord, amen. I am so grateful. I am so honored to be here before you, amen. These are your announcements for this week. Our Bible study for this week, for the next month, will start at 8 p.m., amen. So we normally would have our Bible study at 7, but we'll start at 8 p.m. for the next month. The woman's Bible study will remain the same at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, amen. Also, our church conference will be the 25th of this month, and it will start at 8:30. Amen. Again, our church conference will be the 25th of February, and it will start at 8:30. And our Bible study, our Wednesday night Bible study, will now start at 8 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. Amen. It is a true blessing. They say that the numbers are going down. It is a true blessing, amen, but that doesn't mean that you get lax in your efforts, amen. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to stay as far away from other folks as you possibly can, amen, because we want everyone to stay safe, amen. Just because the numbers are going down does not mean that you still can't catch it, amen. So we don't want you to be a part of that number, amen, even though it's going down. So, amen, please still follow the guidelines, still listen to the rules, amen, and give God the praise anyhow, because it is a blessing that we are all still here. Amen, amen, and amen. I have the honor of introducing to you the head of our trustee department, amen. She is a spirit-filled woman, amen. I've had the joy of knowing her for a few years now, and I can honestly say that every time that I come into her presence, amen, I feel the presence of the Almighty, amen. And here to give our Black History Fact, Sister Marcellette Carter. She is our trustee chair. Ms. Marcellette, the floor is yours.
Thank you, and good morning. I will be illustrating Carter Godwin Woodson. He was born December 19, 1875, in New Canton, Virginia. He is known as an educator, an editor, and a historian. He has the nickname and the honor of being the father of Black history. Despite the fact of being born to former slaves, and that his former years of education he was not able to obtain because he had to work in the coal mines, he started his education in high school at the age of 20. Despite the fact, he went on to Berea College in Kentucky to receive a degree. He also attended the University of Chicago in 1908 and obtained a bachelor's and a master's. He was the second African-American to earn a doctorate from Harvard University in 1912 after E.W. Du Bois. Besides an educator, he was a principal at many schools in the Virginia area, Douglas High School in West Virginia. He also supervised schools in the Philippines in 1903 to 1906. He became the dean of He became the dean of arts at Howard University and Western Virginia College, which is formerly known as West Virginia State College. He is the guiding force in the founding of the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History in Chicago. He also organized and became president of the Associated Publisher in 1921, which became the most important African-American-owned publishing company for three decades. He received several NAACP awards for collecting and publishing the records of African Americans in America. He believed that young African Americans were not being taught enough on their heritage and achievement. He went to his fraternity, Omega Psi Phi, and established the Negro History and Literature Week in 1924. He began to lobby extensively and was able to establish the inaugural Negro History Week in 1926. The month of February is designated for Black History Month and Week, And he decided to do that based on two individuals, Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. He had several publications, the Negro History Bulletin in 1937, Education of the Negro Prior to 1861, A Century of Negro Migration, The Miseducation of the Negro, Negro Makers in the History. The publication of The Negroes in Our History became the standard text for African American history. He died April 3, 1950. He was known as a quiet man, but he was a man of conviction regarding African American history. In 1976, under the leadership of Gerald Ford, it was then established that we would have a Black History Month. I have given you the history of Carter Godwin Woodson, the founder and father of Black history.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Amen. Brother Tony, will you bless us, sir?
God bless. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I was alone and I know I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven saying there is work to do. I took the master's hand and I joined the Christian band. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I left my friends and kinsmen bound for the promised land. The grace of God upon me, the Bible in my hand. In distant lands I trod, crying sinner, come to God. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Now when I met my Savior, I met him with a smile. He healed my wounded spirit and owned me as his child. All around the throne of grace, he appoints my soul to play. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Something I know all too well is to be on the battlefield for the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pray with me. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. Lord, I honor you. And I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the gospel according to John, chapter 10, beginning with the 7th verse. And it reads, "Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that ye may have life, and that ye may have life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd that gives his life for his sheep. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, I see it. The gospel according to John is a fascinating read. Within this particular gospel, this particular gospel depicts more of the messianic side of Jesus rather than his physical birth. And I have to admit that John is my favorite of all the four gospels. It was this thought of Jesus that gave me goosebumps within John. This is one of the times that I love when Jesus spoke out against the enemies of the world, as he had to contend with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the high priests who did not want the teachings of heaven to go forth. And while the enemy fueled the fire and tried to stop the report of the heavenly, there was a man on this earth, there was no man on this earth and no demon in hell that could stop what God was doing through Jesus the Christ. While Jesus spoke and exposed the characteristics of the enemy, he wanted the people to understand that the enemy is here to steal. And let me just expound on that. When he said that the enemy is here to steal, this means that his enemy was here to siege, that the enemy was here to hold up, that the enemy was here to stop the progress, and more importantly, that the enemy was here to deceive the people of God. I'm sure even in that time, and I'm sure even in our time, that sounds a little familiar, amen? You see, the enemy doesn't have any new tricks. He just have new faces. And for the people then and for the people now, be of good cheer because the Lord sees it. Even when Jesus said that the enemy is also here to kill and destroy, he was also speaking to those of his time and to the disciples of this contemporary era. When you represent the holiness, the devil will try to attack you. When you finally see that your life is heading down a train track straight to hell and you decide to give your life over to Jesus, then burn in eternity, the enemy will try to kill you. When you give, when God gives you a destination and you haven't even begun your spiritual formation, or let me say that again, amen. When God has given you a destination and you haven't even begun your spiritual formation, the enemy will try to kill you. But be of good cheer because Jesus sees it. Oh, how blessed are we to be on this side of the cross, amen. You see, we have a high priest that knows what we deal with on a daily basis. You know, they loved him one minute and they hated him the next. But even though he saw this coming, he did not utter a single word. In fact, I am convinced that the reason why Jesus did not utter a single word is because he knew that he would have the victory. Please understand that when you know that you are right in a certain situation, you won't allow yourself to argue with the enemy. You will just shake them off and keep it moving. Well, that is what Jesus is asking us to do. We don't have to listen to the enemy when he speaks. We don't have to deal with the enemy as he tries to take over. All we have to do is shake him off and believe that Jesus knows. Believe that Jesus knows all about it, and believe me, if he knows about it, he sees it. While Jesus tried on several occasions to teach all who would listen about the kingdom of heaven, the enemy used those who were there to try to manipulate the people into giving all that they had in order to fuel the jealousy and the ignorance of the ones who were in charge. The presence of Jesus interrupted the flow of the enemy. You have to understand that even in this day and age, that the presence of Jesus interrupts the flow of the enemy. The enemy tries to do so many different things to come upon us, but when we call on Jesus as our Lord and Savior, you have to understand what happens, that something happens in the atmosphere. A shifting takes place in the atmosphere, and the presence of the enemy is stopped right there. Amen. Because Jesus has come in and has set up shop. But I hear somebody saying, I hear you saying, oh, how do I know that the presence of Jesus stops the flow of the enemy? Well, don't you remember when that disease was in your life, amen? When that unforeseen accident happened, when your life might have been in danger, or when your family didn't want to do right by you, when all hell was breaking loose around you, shall I go further, or thank you for allowing me to go further, amen. When your bad days outweighed your good days, when the spirit of depression tried to come upon you, it is then that the presence of Jesus interrupted the plans of the enemy. Let me say that again. It was at that moment when you were down on your knees, at that moment when you said, I can't move no further, at that moment when you said, Jesus, just take my life, at that moment when you said, I don't want to push anymore. I'm tired of pushing. I'm tired of praying. I'm tired of doing all these things and not getting nothing in return. It was at that moment that Jesus came in, and at the presence of Jesus interrupted the plans of the enemy. It was at that time that the enemy knew without shadow of doubt that you are blessed, that you are a child of the King. He knew that he could not touch your spirit, just like we talked about in Job this morning, amen. He couldn't touch him. Same thing for us. The blood of Jesus makes us righteous before the throne, and the enemy can't touch you. But the enemy will do his absolute best to try to manipulate your mind into thinking that you aren't blessed. Oh no, I'm not the only one that has heard that in my life, that my efforts are fruitless, that they don't really care. Some of them just put on. They really don't like you. But I'm here to let you know that even though the enemy tries to push at me, the more that the enemy push at me, the more I'm going to push towards Jesus. The more I'm going to push towards my Lord and my Savior. But the enemy, tries to manipulate your mind into thinking that you aren't blessed. But I'm here to let you know. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus sees it. And through his blood, did he grant you the ability to see it as well? You are blessed from your going out to your coming in. And if you need a little more convincing that you are blessed, Jesus ended his thesis by saying this, that though the enemy has tried to come with all hellfire, though the enemy has minions who shout hallelujah, and though it may seem like the righteous are forsaken in this world, I know that I see your struggle. I see your heart. I see how they treat you. You love them, but they secretly hate you. Your mother didn't do right. Your father didn't do right. You have experienced church hurt. I see how the enemy is always knocking at your door. Little do you know that he is trying to steal your anointing. Oh, but I see how you continue to go that extra step. I see how this world denies me, but you continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. I see when you don't even feel like moving forward, you continue to praise my name anyhow. I see how everyone wants to worship every other god but my Father who is the Holy of Holies. I see how they're worshiping money and material things, having evil thoughts, playing childish games, and wondering why the church can't grow. I see that this world is heading to hell in a handbasket, but I have come into this world to lift that handbasket out of the fiery flames. Know that I am the door, narrow and straight as that road. I see that the enemy has come to destroy you, but I have come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. You don't have to wait until you get to heaven to experience a blissful life. I have given you life right here. And that, you see, Jesus has given us life, amen, so that we may live and may know that we are blessed and be, and that we are a blessed people. All we have to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. Jesus wanted the people to understand, and the enemies whom he was talking to, that his Father is greater than anything of this earth. And though the enemy is trying to overtake this world, he's here to let you know that the blood of Jesus has saturated every part of every being of this world. And because my Jesus gave up his life so that we may have freedom, I'm here to let you know that you are a blessed people. You are an anointed people, that all you have to do is hold on. All you have to do is allow Jesus to see it and allow Jesus to fix it, because he let it be known that he is the door, that if you want to walk your walk of salvation, you got to go through that door. But first it starts with your right relationship. Do you have a relationship with him? Can you call him Father? Is he your Father? Is he your Lord and your Savior and your Redeemer? Is he the one that has held you up all your life? I'm going to let you know right now, I thank him for being the door. I thank him for being that chief cornerstone for me. I thank him for being that high priest, because I see it when I close my eyes. I see Jesus in all majesty. I see Jesus in all glory. I see my Jesus sitting on high. I see it. I see the angels gathering around the Lamb of God. I see it as the angels, as the cherubim, of all the company and host of heaven, magnify and glorify God who's on the throne. I see it not because of spiritual insight. I see it because of the victory that he has given me over the enemy. You see, I don't need nobody to tell me how good my Jesus is, because I know all too well he's been too good to us. He let it be known that we don't have to worry about the enemy, nor that spirit of the Antichrist which tried to attack the people of his day. In my closing words, be of good cheer. because your Father, my Father, sees it. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Exhorter McKay.
Amen. Amen. God is good. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. I see it. I thank you, Lord, for seeing it.
Thank you, Lord,
for seeing it. When Jesus interrupted the plans of the enemy, the devil can't touch us because of the blood of Jesus. I thank you.
Say that.
Thank you, Pastor. The more the enemy pushes towards me, I will push towards Jesus because you are blessed, because God sees it. Thank you, Lord, for being that door.
Thank you.
And for seeing it. Thank you for the victory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Ooh. Ooh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. This invitation to discipleship. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Take up your cross and follow me. Repeat this prayer after me. To receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life, dear Lord God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins. He arose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
True, true, Pastor. The Lord is good.
Thank you, Father.
The Lord
is
good.
Give your hand to the pastor and give your heart to God. That's why I say thank you, Pastor. That was good.
Bless you.
Awesome.
Bless
thank you,
you just
Lord.
Just remember, y'all.
Thank you.
The Lord sees it. He sees it. He knows. Give your life to him. He knows everything that we deal with. He sees it. He knows. Brother Tony, will you bless us with the doxology, sir?
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for seeing it, Father God. Thank you for seeing it. Thank you for giving us a way out. Amen. I want to, again, just say thank you to this HubNet Online Network, Kim, for all that you do for everybody. Amen. Thank you, Sister Michelle,
amen,
for blessing us, for blessing me. I give God all honor and praise for you, for Brother Kim, and for this network. We are HubNet 24/7. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live.
Yes.
May his love and his mercy, but most of all, his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church, together, says amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We are signing off.
Amen.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him. sacred and sovereign Savior, righteous and redeeming God, worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the praise, we will bow before you, praise your voice.